How interesting you mentioned Chile.
It is?
Yeah, because we're talking Chilean wines tonight.
Who knew?
WTOP's Wine of the Week. Did you know that winemaking in Chile is 450 years old?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either, but Scott Greenberg is here with the Wine of the Week to let us know about how great Chilean wines, particularly the reds, are this time of year. Scott, good to have you back.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
So what's so special about Chilean reds?
Well, let's just talk about how chilly it is outside, and let's bring some chili inside.
All right.
What's special is their topography, and particularly the fact that they've got these great natural borders between the mountains and the ocean. The land is pristine. It is free from all the pests and fungus that has plagued both Europe and North America. So you get really fantastic viticultural diversity down there. They're growing everything. They're growing everything from traditional Bordeaux-style wines to typical California Napa-style wines, and it's fantastic. It's really a lot going on there.
Okay, let's start off with a good Pinot Noir from the region. What do you got?
I like the 2013 Connoisseur Pinot Noir. Get that, Connoisseur. I love that name. This is the Reserve Especial, and I just think that it's got this beautiful fragrant nose, a little bouquet of mushroom and forest floor, which I love in a Pinot Noir. And then the palate just has savory flavors of plum and dark cherry, just a hint of mineral on the plush finish. It really brings all the flavors into balance. $15.
Wow.
Right?
I noticed that one of the wines you're highlighting is a Carmenere, which I like.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a typical Bordeaux varietal, but Chile has adopted this French grape as their very own, as their national grape. And this version features concentrated flavors of blackberry jam, peppery spices, fresh herbs on a round, smooth frame. And I should probably mention it's the 2009 La Playa Block Selection Carmenere. It's beautiful, firm tannins, really a long, structured finish. $15.
They do some nice Syrahs in Chile, don't they?
Syrah, the 2010 Vinamontes Alpha Syrah. And this is from the Colchagua Valley. And this is deep, red, beautiful, bursting with flavors of dark plum, little blackberry, blueberry cobbler on this. I really like that. And of course, typical pepper. The subtle notes of tobacco and pepper bring up the rear on this really well-rounded wine. $17. We're getting some really good values here.
That's amazing. What else do you have, Scott?
The best value of the night. I'm glad you asked, Lori. Because if you're a regular listener to this segment, you've heard me sing the praises of the Cocina Macul, the 2010 Cocina Macul Finisterre. This is from the Maipio Valley, and it is just gorgeous. It is made from Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and a little bit of Syrah in there. It's aged for 15 months in French oak. But this wine is gorgeous. A remarkable nose with scents of plum, accented by notes of earth and damp forest floor. And then you get these rich cherry flavors, blueberry liqueur, blackberry fruit, just all coming together in this really sophisticated frame. It's enjoyable now, but what's really remarkable about this wine is you could put it down for 10, 15, 20 years, and it's going to be spectacular.
Wow.
And you get all of this for $20. It's the best value. Best value, in my opinion, in an ageable red wine.
When was the last time you tasted moist forest floor?
Oh, on vacation this summer.
Cindy
held
night.
My head down.
Thank you, Scott.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist, Wine of the Week. And for all of Scott's recommendations, go to WTOP.com, search Wine of the Week.